Drip Force, episode 78, is beginning now.
I should be allowed to host Game Changer.
I would definitely pay for that content. I was going to say, let the banter start now to put everyone on edge, and yet, we're already there.
There's much banter, and also much thunderstorms, but six or seven seconds away so far.
There was plenty of banter, and then some thugs came in and decided to interrupt our dinner.
I mean, isn't that what dinners are for, to be interrupted by thugs?
It depends on if one wants to continue breathing. It's okay. Sen and I helped that one gentleman down the stairs. He might have a slight concussion.
That was from the chair. You gave him a chair to the face.
Well, he needed to take a seat.
Indeed.
And you, being very polite, offered him one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to offer a table to two people who came through the front door and decided to make rude comments. Hello, we've just done the recap.
I was going to say, hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game. I've got Crash, I've got Eo, I've got Ellie. We also... Holy Krishna Murphy, that was a thunderstorm.
We have lightning.
We have lightning. We have a thunderstorm, and mostly it's been doing a nice decorous flash of lights, and 6 or 7 seconds later, there's a nice little peal of thunder, and that one just went bam! But you probably didn't hear it from Discord. So,
nope,
occasionally
Discord's
the GM
filtering
is going to be,
entirely.
Discord, you wretch. I mean, things like that should be shared with everyone else.
Here's what we need to do. You each need to record your audio locally, and then I will take all four audio channels and mix them together in post-production. We will hear every cat schnorp.
This sounds like a very special episode of...
Welcome to Schnorp Wars.
Meow, meow, snorple, snorple. Right, so, with me are Crash and Ellie and Eo and the thunderstorms. This is not a great rock group. It sounds more like somebody dropped a large, heavy thing of furniture on the upstairs floor that I don't have in the room I'm in, and then set it rattling downstairs.
Well, someone did do that. Not in that order.
I know this music.
What happened? But we pushed him down the stairs before we dropped furniture on him.
True. True. Nevertheless, when it goes kabang, you may get one of us yelping pathetically.
And Crash will hopefully cut that out.
Unless Crash thinks it's funny.
I will usually leave in the part where we talk about cutting it out, though, because that's funnier.
So, let's see. Last time, as was noted, you had just finished subduing, over the period of a very few seconds, the gunman, who is a bright yellow Twi'lek, who was attempting, apparently, to assassinate the red Twi'lek, Sancass, who you people want to talk to, and in Antux is over there being sociable. And then, sort of to no one's surprise, except possibly all the patrons who were just starting to maybe consider whether they should be screaming and hiding, and or should they poke their heads up, a couple of thugs have slammed through the front doors and said, Sancass, you're going down. So, I believe that was at Antux's... Let's just hit the... Oh, that's amusing. Okay. The tiebreakers have put put one of them in front of Ran and one of them after Ran. Well, that's entertaining.
Don't forget to set yourself to private GM.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably...
You appear to outnumber me. I'll give you a chance to surrender.
You appear to outnumber.
I said what I said.
There's much... You said what you said. Let's see.
You may wish to surrender while you still outnumber me.
I believe that this happened roughly after Antux's turn, so shall I just go top of the round?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
And there's another flash.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Oh, that one's far enough away, who cares?
I absolutely love that we were all perfectly silent for you to count. And when you stopped counting out loud, that will be silent. Cut because I automate that.
Yes.
So what people are going to hear is one Mississippi, two Mississippi. Oh, that's far enough away.
I got to like five or six. And I got to like 10 and it's like, I'm not going to worry about that one. Okay. It's not going to make a great big bang above the... Look, after having the trees fall on the house and we still need to get one of them, another one taken down because it's starting to lean towards the middle of the house. And it's like, no. I don't like big bangs that happen right above my head anymore. It's bad.
You don't have to explain it to me, at least. I lived out in the country, surrounded by trees, in a house where, if there was a thunderstorm, we would lose power for at least 8 hours.
Ooh, yetch.
When it well, because comes
the,
to...
The power was Sorry. Strung The power was strung over the ground, and there were a lot of trees, and they were very old trees. And 8 hours was typically about how long it took Baltimore Gas and Electric to come out and repair the downed line.
Ooh, yuck.
I grew up across the street from a limestone quarry.
Ooh, yeah.
So you're just used to big bangs.
And the ground shaking.
And the windows rattle that I don't like it. We just and put occasionally this window a rock
flying
in.
Over the house.
No, that's bad.
I'm not joking.
It's still bad.
Oh, yeah, there were lawsuits. One of them landed in a neighbor's bathroom.
Ooh.
I think. That tale How might big? Be apocryphal.
Okay. I hope.
It was big enough that there was a lawsuit.
I mean, yeah. And a town hall meeting. Ooh.
Yeah. And right. The cement company was like, well, you all moved in knowing that this quarry was here. And then one of the neighbors said, I used to play in the field that used to be that quarry. Try again.
Yeah.
It didn't go well for them. Anyway. Digressions aside.
Let's start at the top of the thing. This one this bodyguard was keeping an eye on Antuxa. This bodyguard is going to actually snap off a shot, which is not going to go do anything, I suspect, but he's hoping to keep people's heads down. That's a miss. I mean, that's definitely going to be a miss because the range here is absolutely... Nevertheless, more shots have been fired. More screams are happening. Oh no, there's screams. The former combatant on the stairs is lying there with a chair on his face. Bonk.
For the record, I'm not holding it there anymore.
Yeah, but also, Sen has... He's kind of concussed.
Well, yes, and there also, is that.
Sen is there.
I also appreciate that you renamed it to chair, comma... Honest, with honest in all caps.
Yeah, well, it's what happens when I don't have a chair icon. I just have a camp cot icon, so...
I'm a free tent.
A chair to the face is very honest.
It doesn't pretend to be much that it isn't, that's true. Sen, you're up.
A hat. Sen's turn.
Well, this guy... doesn't seem likely to be going anywhere. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we'll pick up this chair and attempt to hurl it over the tables and at the thugs.
With telekinesis other?
Yeah.
I figured. Give me your teak other roll.
And I will spend a fatigue.
Oh. That, for the record, dear listeners, was a 6, a 6, and a 5 in a game where you're supposed to roll low.
On 3d6. Okay.
The chair is now embedded in the ceiling. It's a new chandelier.
Yeah, honestly, that probably does sound like a great idea. Let's put that chair in the ceiling. Chonk. There's going to be a chair, and...
in the wall.
Well, no, I think the ceiling is funnier.
Yeah.
Where does it hit the ceiling? Or is that square you drew where it hits the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I think I like that.
Did it get tangled in a chandelier?
Possibly.
Lot 665, ladies and gentlemen, a chandelier in pieces. It has been rewired to use the new electric lights.
Dun.
The cultured among our listeners will get that reference. My roommate in college was a drama major. I heard it a lot. This is not a complaint.
I had a cousin who was in there as a non-speaking role. I think he was in the ballet sequence at one point. And so he was in the area and he invited us. And I basically fell in love with the music. So, yes, I know that one real well. Let me just add a little note to the ceiling chair here. The
ceiling chair. Oh, what a feeling when we're sitting on the ceiling.
There. Now we know that is a ceiling chair. I think your teak may be out of commission for a little bit at the moment, Sen. That's very you sent it all in a burst and it bursted.
I got Sandcast, you a chair, but it bursted it.
Yeah, Sandcast is not happy and is going to, let's see, assign status effect
Angie.
He is going to be crouching down behind the table because this is what you do when people are gunning for you. Okay, let's see. There's Sandcast next. Okay, ping. Why is that pinging over there? Why is that pinging at the top? That makes no sense. Okay. Oh. Okay, there.
You changed Sandcast's art to be EO's drawing.
Yes!
Nice!
EO's drawing better. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay. Next up, this fellow is going to... Let me show you. Start firing in roughly the direction of, well, Sandcast's bodyguards, actually. Just for fun, I'm going to see exactly how bad that penalty is. Oh, that's just a -6. Think he'll make it?
Well, that's 3 question marks. So I think that's higher than 6. Therefore...
Missed it by 3.
Missed it by that much.
Missed it by that much. All right, let me leave that there. Ran, your turn.
Oh, hello. Well, here's what I'd like to do. Please let me know if Ran can't do this, in which case I'm assuming Ran would know he couldn't do that unless his ego prevents him from knowing he couldn't do that. Yeah. So Ran can move how many spaces a turn?
If Ran wishes to amble, 1 or 2. If Ran wishes to
Ran is
to
moving
move,
with purpose. We're in combat.
Well, you were ambling in combat before. 5.
I was, but now there's people with guns that aren't getting chairs all the way thrown to them. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But he goes past this table here that has 4 people cowering under it.
Uh-huh.
So here's the order of operations. On his way to this table that he's at now with the 3 blonde emoji cowering under it.
Uh-huh.
He sets his drinks down because he took his MRE beverage, the alcoholic one, and his water with him when he was going before. But he can't really fight with both of those unless he tips his hand, or rather doesn't tip his hands. That's the thing. So he's
You're
going to set his drinks down on the table as he goes by saying, pardon me. When he gets to the table he's at now, I cannot find a proper GIF to show what he's going to do. Because most people, when you do a search for throw table, you're getting someone flipping a table. That doesn't have the range. Instead, Ram would like to grab this table and spin like somebody hurling a discus. So first he'd be pulling it away from the emoji who are cowering under it, but then spinning and tossing it toward the thugs. But really, his hands are there for show because, of course, it's going to be a telekinesis other role.
Give me a telekinesis other, and you're trying to hide how you're doing this. So, one, I want you to be using the flinging table. The flinging table, which is also for the table. Yes. Do I have the flinging table here? Yes, I have the flinging
table. Where's the flinging table?
Pinned!
Well, it says flinging table. Silly. It's not on my character sheet then.
You can put it on your character sheet if you want.
That requires effort that I'm not willing to do. So.
Yeah, try and put it on later. I'm going to give you an additional -6 to make it look like you're actually flinging it.
Okay. I don't like this whole idea of spending fatigue.
No, that's why there's a penalty in, as an option.
And you're saying an additional 6 on top of that?
Yes.
I don't.
The additional
like
6
this.
Is basically a what's the right word? It's your sleight of hand.
No.
Which is at default. If you'd rather roll your sleight of hand at default separately, you can do that.
He doesn't have that ability. I tried to measure the distance, and instead I measured an AOE, which I suppose Rand could do with Teak Other, but that would be bad.
Range is
that's 13 yards.
Like -5. Yeah, that would be a -5 on if it were a
Yeah. So this is a -11.
That sounds about right.
This is what happens when you fling the whole table.
Rand is definitely flinging the whole table. He's trying his best for this.
I mean, you're soaking up the you are now
this was,
soaking things.
This is why his Teak Other is 24. So Beth can give me unreasonable, that are actually very reasonable, but in Rand's mind, unreasonable penalties that he says, yep. Yes, and? Oh, no, I didn't mean that as improv. I mean, okay, so. And
nice.
I still made it by 5. Yes. That is with the -5 for range, plus an additional -6. I rolled an 8 and my target number was 13. Yes.
Very nice.
Table in corner pocket.
Okay, let me see if I can...
These two 8 balls are going down.
Let's move that one.
Actually, wait, no. You have to put all the others in the pockets first before the 8 ball goes in. This is bad. Oops. Scratch that.
One moment. Let me make this a more opaque. There we are. Update drawing. No, that's not updating the right. It's text. Update. Okay, that table is now no longer there. It is, in fact, over here. We're taking the -6 penalty on it. 1D -2 crushing. Oof, hello, the cat, who is doing 4 paws crushing damage. They're standing right together. That's going to definitely cause some damage. Can they dodge out of range? Can they hit the deck? That would be a no. And...
I mean, they still might hit the deck, but it'll be after the impact.
Kaponk. Okay, let's see. What's the flinging bit? Damage per hex before impact. Okay. It's a table. It was, all right, per yard, per hex. Close enough. Same difference. That was
if it's a sturdy enough table, it'll still be serviceable after this.
Yeah, that's probably going to have bumped into things. Okay, so that's... How many hexes was that again? 12? 12 hexes. Oh, wow.
That was 13. We measured 13, didn't we? I'm measuring again.
I think it's 13. 12 to the close one. 13?
13 yards, it says.
So we need 13d6 minus 2.
Oh my gosh,
so
am I going
26.
To kill them with the table?
Possibly. 13, but there is 13 minus... It's basically 1d6 minus 2 times 13.
So it's 13d6 minus 26?
Sounds about right. If you roll very poorly, then they'll just get... There'd be
I
no
was
math.
Told and... There would be no math. And that is... that's 13 points of damage. And also... 13d6 is a wonderful thing to see rolling across in 3D on my screen.
Other. Is that with the penalty out? So that's
yes,
13
I put
total?
The penalty in there.
Okay.
Why can't I click on that to see the breakdown? That's annoying. But with that number of dice, yes, that penalty was in there.
I mean, if you'd rolled very horribly, you could do it. But that'd be like three... That'd be... 13 ones. I don't think that's going to work very well.
And I would like Ran, as he's doing this, to be yelling, I was told this was a place minus the conflict, and you made me put my drinks down for this.
Well, you basically managed to get them both because it's a table. They're standing together at the door. One of them goes oof and staggers, and the other one, although theoretically somewhat protected by his compatriot, is flung back, whams his head into something apparently, and goes down like a thing that goes down. Do I have a status effect for unconscious?
You should.
Crouching, sitting, mental stun. Shock 4, shock 3, reeling, fatigued, flying, falling, pinned. We'll go for lying
like,
now.
Reading off the different status effects sounds like an off-brand Daft Punk album.
I'm going to put a skull over him. Not that one. Unskull. No. Skull. Wrong skull.
Kneeling, crouching, sitting, crawling, grappled, in shock.
There, that one. That is a defeated
Ellie,
note,
you are
a
gem.
Not a dead note.
So if the GM accidentally kills a character, that's an act of God, and therefore the liability insurance does not pay out.
Something like that. As it happens, you took out the one who would have been going right after you, so I'm not going to bother letting him get any shots off. Poor fellow.
Well, his fault for walking into the wrong nightclub.
Yes, the blonde shrieks and runs and flings herself under the table. Or at least
probably for
is
the best.
Heading that way. Probably for the best. And Tuxa. Someone just fired off in your vaguely general vicinity. They didn't hit anything. They didn't hit you.
I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. Because unlike the other two, Antuxa is not afraid of using supernatural powers right here. In fact, she suspects that the other two may not be using supernatural powers so that she looks spookier. All right, you two. Now... I know that you have a table on you and you have been temporarily put out of commission, but since you insist on not playing nice with your toys, I'm going to have to take them away.
But Mom!
Making sure I'm counting correctly.
That was a force cloak roll made by two.
Okay.
And Antuxa will raise her hand and snap again. She's got little things sewn into her gloves that replicate the snap effect.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody at the table but her disappears.
Nice. I will banish some people then. Actually, I shouldn't banish them because you can't see them. I will assign additional status effects. I will shove the cat away.
Oop. You four, stay quiet and let us handle this.
I like the whole idea of, like, I understand everything, not everything, but I understand what's going on here. And at the same time, Intuxa is saying, you two over there, the big burly bodyguards, don't worry, I'm here to protect you.
Well, yeah, they're big burly bodyguards, but I throw lightning.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't know that yet.
Yet.
And make people do whatever I want.
Are you making the unhappy... You calmed her down and then more people showed up, so the calming effect has not actually worked out. Are you making her... Are you going to be making her invisible as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I said to her was, there's nothing to fear.
True. But that was then and this is now.
That's fair.
And to fear itself walked in.
Well, people with guns anyway.
Yeah.
Those are often quite similar.
Yeah.
I mean, then they were immediately hit with a table, but that's besides the point.
True. Okay. Are the bodyguards going to actually be sensible enough to realize that something weird is going on?
Or are they going to be ran?
You actually get the bodyguards looking at you and Tuxa, realizing, looking, trying to do glance at each other with a certain amount of, you know, fourth wall kind of, can you believe this gal? And then sort of realizing that they are, in fact, a little bit weird and insubstantial, probably even to each other. I would imagine that Force Cloak has a certain weird effect. They do.
They might try to
hold their peace. Might try.
I know that frequently they'll try to be duplicitous, but right now they're totally transparent.
Okay, Mr. Concussed.
That's his superpower, Cap. He's always concussed.
No. No. That is not a superpower.
If you're concussed, you might be able to be convinced it is.
So if you're concussed enough, you might think it is.
Oh, wow. On my screen, one of those D6s landed on top of the other two.
Oh, cool. Sen. Mm-hmm. Ceiling chair. One Sen. Table just hit those people.
I just realized you labeled the spot for Rand's drinks.
Yep.
I mean, it makes total sense that you would do that, but at the same time, that's really funny to me.
You wanted me to make a combat adept roll to spend both maneuvers on moving?
Yes, I think that's accurate. I think that's a good one. Especially since you're probably going to be going over tables and whatnot, so...
Yeah.
Just made it.
Can I go over tables?
You can go over tables.
One, two... I assume I'm kind of pushing through these guys.
Yeah, or jumping over them.
Yeah. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I am rapidly approaching the location of the new thugs.
Okay. One of whom, they don't look like they're in good shape.
You missed a chance to jump up and grab onto the ceiling chair to take it with you.
I don't want it.
Sandcast yelps along the lines of, what the criff? Rather loudly from his translucent location behind the table.
That is how you stay quiet, yes.
Yes, that is how you stay quiet when the role to comprehend stay quiet was failed by four.
Sandcast is not having a good night.
No, this is a terrible night. From the
details of fright check, now this.
Annoyingly to Sen, I'm sure, there's a bunch of yelling and shrieks from the north end of the room, and through the door into the kitchen comes someone else who is waving a gun and looking like he wants to figure out where everybody is so he can start aiming it at someone.
Oh, for Christ's sake! For Christ.
Various people start scattering in various ways.
So help me if my drinks get spilled. I'm risking a hangover for this. It better be worth it.
Okay. Let's see what your particular... The one who was knocked against the doors, basically, but is still actually still moving, starts staggering out the doors, leaving his unconscious buddy behind. Ran, you're up.
Well, no honor among thugs, I guess.
I have more tables.
You have chairs as well.
There is that, too. Well, I am right next to a chair, conveniently.
You are.
But also, that is not the right thing. I want this thing.
I think that chair is gone,
I don't want
actually.
That thing. I want this thing. I want... There we go. That's a 19-yard throw.
Mm-hmm.
How high up is ceiling chair?
Ceiling chair... Okay, there... Let's see. The ceiling is, probably about 10, 15 feet up.
And ceiling chair is directly above a table.
Yeah. You would have to throw between it. There's enough room. You can do this.
Here's the thought that popped into my head. I am saying all of this before I attempt anything because GM's prerogative. I think that table is like 5 hexes from me. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just over. It's 6 hexes to be next to it. Oh, never mind.
Let's see.
I measured from Ran to the hex right below ceiling chair.
I mean, I'll be happy to measure this like.
That's 7.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Put the plug
there. Ran can still do something with this. I kind of wanted to have him run over, use telekinesis self to jump on the table, reach up, grab ceiling chair, and then use telekinesis other to throw that chair specifically.
It's kind of embedded up, tangled up in one of the ceiling lights. So, you could.
That's what telekinesis other 20 plus is for. Yes.
Well, yes. True.
However,
true.
That is a bit too far. So nixing that. Instead, Ran can get to, what are we doing here? Assuming moving around people.
You got a chair right in front of you if you want to grab that one and try and frisbee it.
Yes, but Ran is still going to move 5 spaces.
Oh, okay. After the frisbee?
He's grabbing the chair that was in front of him. Then moving 5 spaces towards... So we already had thug. We had second thug. Now we have 11sies.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the entire morning's worth of meals of hobbits at this rate. It's fine. This is all fine.
Awesome.
From here, Ran is going to throw his newfound friend, floor chair.
Okay.
And that is... You see, I like Foundry, but having a measurement controls that has a ruler and having a measure distance that is a ruler. Okay, that is
14 yards there.
Yeah, that's a -4 before we add the additional penalties. How much am I adding to it? The table was -6.
I'm going -6 is basically making it look like you're not doing this completely supernaturally.
Okay, that'll make this be a -10 roll.
Okay.
And TK other. I love that I renamed it.
I don't know, Ren.
Because...
You might actually fail this one.
I might. There's always that chance.
You rolled a six and a 1.
I rolled 2 sixes.
And a 1.
I love having telekinesis other this high. This is why I made this character be the glass cannon they are. He cannot act to save his life. His bureaucracy roles are middling at best. But.
But he has the teak. He brings
When he tells someone to stop hitting themselves, they're getting a concussion.
Okay, let's see if the hurtling chair can be dodged. No. No, that's not a dodge. That's a 6, a 5, and a 4, and that generally is not what people have managed with dodges. Okay, so consulting.
Read the room.
You took a -4 penalty there?
Well, total it was, well, -4 for range, but then the -6.
Okay. All right. Well, part of that -6 is for the making it look simple. So you did 4. We will assume also that the penalty in there is for doing more damage than just the basic amount. I think that's reasonable. Also, it makes sense. Give me the
You're the GM.
Number...
I just throw things.
Give me the yards at this time with a -3 per die. 1d minus 3 so times, was... what's that, 11?
It was 14.
14. Okay. 1d minus 3 times 14.
1d minus...
1d6.
3.
Minus 3.
Can I use parentheses in this?
Let's find out.
Times 14.
Mm-hmm.
That rolled a 6. I'm doing 42 point. This person is going to be atomized by a chair.
Yeah, why can't I see the rolls? I don't know.
It's only showing the totals. It's not showing the breakdown, which is weird.
Yeah. I only saw one, though. I'm not sure that was actually rolling
dice. Yeah, you told me to roll
1D
and then multiply it.
I mean, it's basically, we could also do it. How would you rather do it? Would you rather take that one, which seems like it kind of lucked out, or do 14D6 minus
I had a
3 times 14?
The other way sounds like, well, that if you're only rolling 1D6, and then doing the math to it, you have a 1 in 6 chance of doing max damage. The other way smooths the math out more. So
I like
the other way for that.
Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. This makes a lot of sense. But that means I'm rolling, what, 14d6?
14d6 minus...
Minus
3 times 14,
which is math.
Yeah, well, that's why you get to type it in with the parens. And I'll draw a chair for him.
Oh, 3 times 14 is 42. It's how much damage I would have done with the other roll, because it was 6 minus 3. Yeah.
Okay. Actually,
which I realized after I used a calculator. Don't mind me. All right. Here we go. 14d6 minus 42 equals...
So many dice.
There's a few ones in there. Because of the minus 42, I do 3 points of damage. Conversely, I could have healed them. I could have taken out their sore back from the night before or something. I don't know.
He does stagger backwards into the door with a chair. Smap. Let's see which one. Okay. Open that. And is down a bit. He is, however, rather distracted by the fact that he just took a chair to the face. Okay. Vaguely panic-ish. You were told to be quiet. Are you going to be quiet? What did I roll? I rolled a 12. That's missed by 2. She's not as loud as she could be, but she's certainly making whiny, whimpery, unhappy sounds. Antuxa, you're up.
There's a guy who's run out the door and is no longer our problem. There's a guy who is unconscious on the floor next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And will need to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy with a chair in his face by one of the upper doors.
Yep.
And all of them are way out of my range.
Well, isn't that convenient that you can just sort of sit there cheerfully?
It is.
Cheerfully. On your chair.
And not throw it. Unlike every other chair that's been being tossed around.
You can't take us anywhere.
I'm glad I ordered a double, because it's going to be another couple of rounds before I can order a refreshment of my drink.
At least you can enjoy your drink. I had to set mine down.
Well, you say had to.
Well, how was I going to throw the table?
The same way you've thrown everything else every time, ever since I've known you.
With flair.
If you were doing it with flair, you would have held on to the drink and just kept it from spilling at the same time.
I'm trying to not make a scene. Failing miserably at it, but trying.
That's fair.
No, that's chair.
Also that. All right, dears. Stay quiet for another moment or two, and this will all be over.
Are you doing anything besides reassuring people?
I will address the blonde. Darling, I understand this is a little out of your wheelhouse, but I assure you, you want to be calm and collected, like this is everyday life.
This isn't my job at all. This doesn't happen at my job. If people come in with guns, we're just supposed to give them the money.
I understand, but I like my way, where we beat them up, and then we take their money.
I can't beat anyone up.
That's all right. We'll do it for you. Free of charge.
Good. She's not as calm and collected as she could be, but she's not screaming. She's just sort of miserable.
And understandably so.
Yeah. Okay. Bodyguards. Bodyguards are going to take a wait maneuver and eyeing everything cautiously. And that's a lot of situation going over there. Their guy is at least under some amount of cover. Okay, you know what? Sure, sure. Let's let the weirdos handle it.
I beg your pardon. Sen, we're your accountants.
Close enough. Sen's up.
Well, there is no longer any kind of reasonable fight going on over here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4...
You can jump over people, probably, or slide past them.
5. I'm not trying to add an object to a container. I'm trying to roll a skill. Sen does a complicated little sprint through the field of tables, weaving around them, probably jumping over a chair, and is now generally in the middle of the crowd over near the newest thug.
Okay.
I am getting tired of all you people!
Sandcast is going to move over here, closer to Antuxa, staying behind crouched under the table, behind the table, on the grounds, that stray shots can still happen. Let's see, this guy is the one under the, yep, that's one under the chair. Shoves the chair away from him. Okay, are you going to figure out where your target is or who the dangers are? You've just been hit by a chair, dude.
You shouldn't get rid of that chair. That's the only thing that was between you and Sen.
There's a table there. There's some people who were thinking about heading into the kitchen to get away from the people at the front door, and then he came through the kitchen door, darn it.
Inconsequential. Sen will jump over those.
Through the open door into the kitchen, Sen can see, well, there's a kitchen back there, and there are assorted staff cowering. Everybody's... He brandishes his gun and says, "Everybody drop down." But can he back it up with an intimidation roll? Oh, does
I can back him up. Let me back him up. Send me in, coach.
The assorted people around do, in fact, go and drop down, which is honestly probably going to be more in Sen's benefit than not.
I thought they were already crouched down, so they're just crouching downer.
Some of them were standing up to try to move towards the door, and then they were trying to move away from the door, so, you know, there's a little bit of confusion there.
This is going to make it easier to throw chairs.
Yeah, that's... I mean, he thinks it's making it easier for him to shoot things. I assume that Sen is not particularly intimidated.
No. Sen is not particularly intimidated.
I mean, to be fair, I should probably have you do a will roll just to see. Also because it's fun to make the players roll dice.
That's
Has this person done anything that might indicate that I should think he's a threat to me?
He has a slug thrower in his hand.
That doesn't answer the question.
I mean, he could get lucky.
Can I say something into Rand's earpiece?
And makes will roll or fright check or whatever by 8. Yeah, you're not intimidated. I think reasonably enough, yeah. Do you want to do it on now or do you want to do it on...
I'd like to do it now.
Okay.
Because I want to arrange something.
Okay.
Rand, darling, can you give me flickering lights and shaking tables on cue?
GM, can I give flickering lights and shaking tables on cue?
In your immediate vicinity, yes. If you want to get the whole room shaky, I mean, it does have chandeliers, so you could just sort of shake everything. You're basically trying to jostle everything with the force.
I could try telekinesis jostle, but I'd worry about the structural integrity of the building.
There would definitely be some penalties to try to be moving everything, unless you're going to improvise force scream.
I'm really just looking for, like, the tiniest bit of shaking and flickering. This isn't, like, poltergeist move everything around all at once. This is just, like, make everything wiggle a little bit.
This is like using thaumaturgy to open all the windows in the inn.
Right.
To reference Critical Role. Could I use telekinesis other to effectively thaumaturgy it?
The way the GM feels this would work is that it would probably be trying to affect everything, since I assume you're not trying to affect the whole building, which would also be at a penalty. I think I'm going to assess a minus 10 on that.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. If you're only doing it a little bit.
It's worth a try.
And you might spill your drinks.
Yeah, it is. Well, on minus my turn, I can move 5 drinks. Spaces.
No, true.
I'm within 5 yards of my drinks. I can walk over, pick them up, and do this.
This is true.
I think I can manage.
Also, Also, I assume you're not going to necessarily do them all in precise sequence. You can just sort of hit everything a little bit very quickly.
This is going to be the telekinesis other version of stamping my feet hard to make the floor shake. Only
yes.
It's not necessarily the floor.
Right. Because if you stamp your feet hard enough to make the floor shake, you might wind up accidentally stamping through the floor if you're using telekinesis to do some of that. Either that or breaking your foot painfully, depending on how hard the floor is.
Well, I'm referring to, like, my classroom is on the second floor. If a second grader stomps their feet walking across my room, you can, in fact, see some things shake. Not to the point where they're all going to fall over, but the vibrations go through the floor. And on the first floor, it sounds like there's a baby elephant running around in my room. Just saying.
Okay.
So, yes, I have given my affirmative that I can do that.
Okay. Well, I think you're up for it.
Okay. How about I don't measure this? I just move. Just moving. Preparing to just move. That's still the measuring tool. 1, 2, 3. I grab my drinks, and I am going to wait for Intux's cue.
Okay, you are taking the wait maneuver.
is taking a sip of my MRE a free action?
Yep.
Okay. Next turn will be the water. I am still alternating between them.
Okay. That one's unconscious, doesn't get a move. That one staggers off that direction. The blonde sits on the floor and looks miserable. Antuxa
stands up, sets her drinks down. Drink down. She only has the one. Uh-huh. And looks across the room at the thug who is coming in through the kitchen. Enough! Leave this place and never return. There are forces at work here you cannot comprehend. And she will slam her hands down on the table and start chanting nonsense.
And this some is people just cue. Say watermelon over and over again, but no, she's saying nonsense over and over again, possibly in a different language that's never before been spoken on this planet in this century. But that's besides the point.
This is what the occultism role was for.
The occultism was made by 3. I had a minus 10 penalty and made my roll by 3 to shake everything in the room a little bit.
Okay. That is serious case of the weirds.
Rand sips his wobble.
Okay, I'm going to just do it here. And... Well, the guy at the kitchen door shoots his gun wildly, basically into the ceiling, and runs back into the kitchen. Everybody else in the room, a large number of them renew going shriek and hide and prayers, and there's a general pandemonium that is honestly far, far out of proportion of what was made just sort of like a minor earthquake.
Yeah, but it was a minor earthquake that appears to be caused by someone at the far end of the room chanting a cult, like invoking ancient magics.
Yep. I assume you're not going to be moving, Antuxa.
No.
Okay. The bodyguards are not quite aiming their guns at Antuxa, but Antuxa is clearly, in their opinion, the most threatening thing in the room.
Oh, so they made their intelligence roll.
Yeah. Sen, your quarry just ran away.
Sen gives chase.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That was a miss by 3 roll to resist bloodlust.
3 or 5, 6. Did they go through here? 7?
Yep.
Yes, they did.
8, 9, 10.
You hear more people shrieking as Sen comes racing through.
Hello.
And on that note, why don't we take a break for 5 minutes?
That's a good idea. We have been playing for a while. It did go fast. Yay.
Yes. While Sen tries to find a chair.
I don't need one.
I'm going to hit the pause button now. We're back, and now we can have our off-camera banter be replaced with on-camera banter.
Are we on a camera?
It's metaphorical.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Let's see. Sen ran through the doors like an extremely speedy creature that's very intimidating because it's sort of like Terminator, only instead of, you know, thump, 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 it's like fast forward.
In my head canon, there's at least one moment where Sen is running on all fours.
No. I mean,
probably not. Although possibly briefly to jump over a table.
There's all fours and there's all fours.
Right.
Yes. And I did say briefly. This is not a prolonged thing. It's how would you hold the lightsaber if you were on all fours all the time?
I mean, Sen. Nah. Sen Cass is looking around, one arm up on the table to see if everything is everything clear. You know, anyone else going to be shooting? He's looking around. Which one are you? You're that one. Okay. Chase things. Things I should have done. You said hi. He's freaking out. You just popped up and said hi.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to do the sensible thing and keep running? No. No, he's not. He is going to basically take one step because, you know, momentum, and start swinging around with his gun.
Well.
It's a bold strategy.
Let's see if it plays out.
Narrator voice, it won't.
Probably not. Is he able to do some amount of... I'm going to just sort of pause that one right there. Since it's almost turned into another, his reaction was to take a step and turn around, and he does not have combat reflexes. So, you know, I'm just going to let him stick with that one. Sen has a faster move anyway. Ran, you got your drinks.
Ran will sigh heavily as a free action. I don't believe Dex actually does free actions, but he will pull free action with the power of the force of will of the force. He will pull free actions from another campaign setting into this reality to sigh heavily as a free action. Mm-hmm. And if he's doing nothing but moving quickly, he moves five hexes.
Yes.
All right. Which means the best he can do, the measuring tool is different than the moving tool. There we go. The best he can do is move to there. He will then sip his water. You have to
pass
stay hydrated.
The turn?
Well, everyone in this room is either a non-combatant or unconscious. So, yes.
Indeed.
Oh, wait. No. No. Never mind. I'm not undoing what I did, but I just noticed a thing.
What, the reeling fellow who you hit with the table?
The concussed fellow is about to get on the stage. Actually, he's on the stage.
Oh, yeah. That's been quietly happening, hasn't it? So, yes. I am fairly entertained. Let's see. Blonde, sadly unhappy, just sitting there being unhappy. And Tuxa, your chanting has terrorized at least one of those fellows out of the room. Sen has given chase. Oh, well.
And the other one is going back up onto the stage.
The first one, the yellow toilet guy. The others have been were humans. This fellow has crawled back on, and he is definitely not moving quickly.
He's taking
moving toward the door.
Let's see. Do you have? Yeah, there's a door in the back of the stage, and he's gotten to the top of the stairs there, and he's aimed backstage.
Okay, then he's doing what I want him to. And I don't care about it.
Okay. Anything you do care about?
I will stop chanting, sit back down, and take my drink back up and drop the...
cloak.
The force cloak, yes.
Okay. Everyone becomes a bit less see-through.
Well, I think that settles that, don't you?
The bodyguards exchange a look, at least till the cops get here.
Oh, trust me, the cops won't be a problem.
I guess. I don't know. Depends on who they're taking their money from this week.
Trust me. Now, we were about to have a lovely conversation, weren't we?
I sure hope so. I think I'd like another drink.
Oh, understandably so. And your young lady friend probably needs some comforting as well.
Oh, hey, Cassie. Sniffle. She looks very damp. You know, not like she actually got water spilled on her or anything, but, you know, damp. Yeah. Spiritually damp.
She has the demeanor of someone who has been standing out in that thunderstorm that's been happening.
Yes.
It must be the microclimate.
Apparently. Anything special you'd like to do, Antuxa, or is dropping the cloak the...
Take a sip of my drink.
Okay. Bodyguards. Do bodyguarding. Sen, you're at the door. The guy is swinging around with a gun.
Sen would like to step through the door and close it behind them.
Okay.
And now Sen would like to ignite their lightsaber.
I think that probably requires a fright check on the part of the mobster.
Yeah, I think that does too. I do, and
specifically Sen closing the door, I think closing the door should be the first required fright check. The lightsaber is fright check 2, electric boogaloo.
Oh.
So, where's that fright check table?
That's a critical failure for Mobster Hitman 2.
Yep, on a fright check.
566. Where have I seen that combination before? Oh, yes, the chandelier in pieces.
Does someone
the chandelier
have the
is this man's ability to withhold his bowel movements.
Possibly.
I will in a moment.
This is definitely worth, I think, a brief pause to look up the fright check table. Page 360.
Roll 3D, add your margin of failure on the fright check, and consult the table below.
Let me see what it says about critical failures.
I'm not sure it does.
I feel like there ought to be something for a critical failure. Maybe it's the GM gets to be entertained. Well, I'll just roll 3d6 and...
What?
I'll just roll 3d6 and that's another 17.
Well, that's 24. Major physical effect set by GM. Hair turns white, age 5 years overnight, go partially deaf, etc. In game terms, acquire minus 15 points worth of physical disadvantages.
Hmm.
From closing a door and igniting a lightsaber.
After being somewhat terrorized by all the shaking and whatnot to start with, that's, I think I will go with what I am contemplating. Mental bladders, evil. The lightsaber ignites. The fellow screams, drops the gun, staggers backwards, falls down, basically, I will just rotate a little bit to indicate the falling down, and is pointing and making horrible, wheezy noises in Sen's direction. Should we leave it at that and murder him on the next turn, Sen, or do you want to murder him now?
If I still have the ability.
You only moved one square, so yeah, you can. You've got. You did close the door and night thing. You've got at least. Yeah, you can move to him. He's not that far away.
Do you think I should make a sadism self-control roll here?
Probably.
That seems reasonable.
Well, that actually looks good. 3 2s.
Yes. Sen does not go for, say, a foot.
Wait, I think he needs that.
Well, you made that. He is too terrorized to be able to dodge.
Ah.
22 points of damage.
For the listeners at home, I have Weapon Master.
That's a lot of damage. That's what gives you
and
gave you
for
a
the
plus
listeners
eight.
At school, you shouldn't be listening to this right now. Pay attention to your teacher.
Well, they might be at lunch.
That's true. Or waiting for the bus to, you know, get everybody onto the bus, or waiting for their parents to show up and, you know, pick them up and that sort of thing.
In any case, how are we dismembering this person today?
Well, he failed his health roll, so apparently you stuck him somewhere terrible, Sen?
Yes. Yes, I think I did. I think what Sen did was step forwards and stab their lightsaber down through his chest.
He expires with a somewhat stifled shriek and or gurgle. Right outside the door, you appear to be in like a backstage area. There's a table with some food on it, you know, someone's lunch or something, dinner. There's
you found craft
various
services.
Yeah, you found craft services. You know, there's musical instruments, there's boxes, there's what looks like a treasure chest full of plastic gemstones or something. There's crates. There's some stairs that probably lead up to the stage for backstage. There's a door in the north that you hear from behind it. Eh, what's all this then? And honestly,
Sen is going to deignite their lightsaber.
I feel that's probably where I should end it, on a cliffhanger.
Oh no, they're Monty Python era British cops. What's all this then?
I am never going to get to actually have my conversation with this man, am I?
I mean, yes, probably, but it may happen after the cops show up. You can't actually see out the back door, can you? I didn't put any map back there. Oh, well.
We're nowhere near 2 hours, by the way.
We aren't?
No, we're at 1 hour, 33 minutes.
Okay, give it a brief. My voice is, however, going a little.
We can still end
understandable.
It we don't have to have 2 hours of full recording for us to stop it. If you think we're at a good stopping point, we can stop it. If you think your voice is about to give out, we can also stop it.
Yeah, I think it's a good stopping point because it's just too beautiful a moment. And also my voice is starting to give out. I'm going to be coughing a lot, I think.
Fair enough.
I would like to go on, but also the food will probably be coming back soon and they'll have to idle to go deal with that.
Okay, so let's end it then so you don't have to talk as much.
Probably a good idea. Probably a good idea.
So we're just going to have to, you know, let people know that EO's mom writes books and they can find them at ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Yep.
Or wherever good ebooks are sold.
Yes. Or wherever ebooks are sold
and
legitimately.
This specifically. Or are loaned because they could talk to the local library and use something like the Libby app to acquire your books legitimately for free. Because libraries are like that.
Libraries pay for their
also,
stuff.
They could go to, there we go. Also, they could go to aaronbsmith.com, which is where we put all the things that I make, including these podcasts. So there's not just GURPS there. There's also Cypher System and Dungeons and Dragons and Lasers and Feelings and whatever else we feel like doing because we're nerds and that's fun. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. It is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including, I can speak, I tried to say Ellie and Shanshan at the same time, that does not work.
No.
Including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, hey, you people aren't looking so good, are you? Well, that's lucky. Night, everyone.
May I finish my drink now?
Possibly.
All right. And at the end of the story, you each get an asset towards throwing tables. I don't know when this will come up.
Might be more useful than people think.
Well, I could give it a shot.
Yes. Okay, good night, real estate.
Good night. Well, that's excellent.